Costs to originate keep rising, even with more technology in the industry. The problem is the core platform. A new LOS can re-architect the process around data, not humans moving paper files. Vesta has built this LOS, and you can learn more at vesta.com.
HousingWire Daily examines the most compelling mortgage, real estate, and fintech articles reported from the HousingWire newsroom. Each afternoon, the HW Digital team provides our listeners with a deeper look into the stories that are helping move markets forward. Hosted and produced by Alcina Lloyd and Victoria Wickham. And now, here's our host.
Pulled from the hottest topics coming across our news desk, I'm Victoria Wickham, and this is HousingWire Daily. In today's episode, HousingWire Digital Media Manager Alcina Lloyd and HousingWire HW Plus Managing and Magazine Editor Brenna Nath review last week's virtual spring summit and discuss the biggest topics the HousingWire editorial team is covering this week. The pair also examine United Wholesale Mortgage's recent announcement that it will no longer partner with brokers who also work with Rocket Mortgage and Fairway Independent Mortgage and discuss what this move could mean for the market going forward. But before we listen, here's a brief word on HousingWire's newest podcast.
Right now, more than ever, the housing industry has been having honest conversations about how race impacts the home buying process. To heighten the discussion, HousingWire is launching Honest Conversations, a new mini podcast series to examine the state of minority home ownership in America. For 8 weeks starting in February, please join HousingWire Daily each Wednesday as we aim to provide listeners with a greater perspective on how race, housing, and wealth intersect and what experts are doing to close the home ownership gap. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to HousingWire's Monday Morning Cup of Coffee. It's a segment of HousingWire Daily. My name is Alcina Lloyd, and I'm HousingWire's Digital Media Manager. And today I'm joined with HousingWire's HW Plus and Magazine Managing Editor, Brenna Nath. Good morning, Brenna.
Good morning. Happy Monday. I don't have a coffee. I'm sad about it.
It's okay. I didn't have a chance to make my banana smoothie, so I'm right there with you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody, thank you for joining us on our live today. Today we'll be discussing some of the hottest topics that we discussed last week at HousingWire's 2021 Spring Summit, as well as last week's huge announcement from UWM. So we have a lot to talk about, but before we touch on UWM's announcement that it'll block brokers from working with Fairway and Quicken, let's discuss HousingWire's recent summit. Brenna, there were so many engaging panels that discussed everything from servicing, diversity, operational strategies, mortgage fintech, and more. But what were some of your favorite panels?
There's so many. I am very thankful for all our speakers who were able to join us for HousingWire Spring Summit. It was the first event of its kind. It was an amazing group of guests that we had lined up. I think last week I touched on the diversity panel and the regulation panel that I was able to moderate. So I don't want to touch on those again, though I would still repeat those again for great panels to watch. Outside of that, I think I wanted to point to just a few that I was able to listen in on. We had a local markets panel with three different real estate agents across the nation who were able to talk about what specifically is going on in their market. And I think that was unique because each market is so different and so unique. And we have a section in HousingWire magazine called Local Markets that spotlights each individual location. What I found fascinating editing that every month is there's five different cities. There's no shortage of cities to spotlight each month. And each one has its own unique characteristic, but there's also a lot of themes that are being carried out throughout the country. So we've always said real estate is local. The housing finance industry is local because those are the people who are buying homes. That's where a lot of local rules are made. But it's great to hear firsthand from real estate agents what's happening in their specific market. So I wanted to highlight that one along with the appraisal panel that we have coverage on the website. I'll just read the headline real fast, and it's called What to Do About the Appraiser Shortage. I'd recommend everyone to go listen and read just the coverage of that one because that's also a topic. I know, Alcina, you've been reading about the appraisers, they've had a lot of great engagement on the website, which is what's going on in their space. And so it was titled The Brave New World of Valuations, and it featured Tony Reese and William Fall, who's the chief appraiser at RPM Appraisal Services. And William Fall is the CEO of the William Fall Group. Both of them joined for that panel and just really gave an answer to that's an industry where they are a lot of the workforce is aging and about to hit retirement. And there's this like double whammy of they're hitting retirement. Technology is also entering that space. There's not enough people joining it. So what is the solution? And also, why is there a lack of people entering the space? So they address the issue and they also give some guidance on, okay, where do we think we're going to go from here? So I'd recommend that coverage on the website, along with all the other ones that will be on demand on the website for HW Plus users
as well. And then one more time, I like to make sure everybody knows where to go and get HW Plus, but how can we go about getting HW Plus if we don't have it?
Great question. So you can go to the website. There's on the top right hand corner of your screen, there's HW Plus logo. You click that, you can sign up for an annual membership. You get access to all our Spring Summit on-demand content. There was, like I said, a lot of great panelists to tune into between everything else and it just listed. Then you also get our monthly magazine issue and a lot of in-depth HW Plus articles that we'll also be touching on later on in this interview. So many great things. So just go to the top right-hand corner of your screen, housingwire.com/HW Plus.
Awesome. So we were talking a little bit about the summit, but I want to switch gears and go back to the huge announcement that we were supposed to talk about, UWM's announcement that happened while we were doing summit last week. But let's switch gears and dive deep on that. As I mentioned before, United Wholesale Mortgage, the top wholesale lender in the nation, announced on Facebook Live Thursday that it'll no longer partner with brokers who also work with Rocket Mortgage and Fairway Independent Mortgage Corp. Matt Ishba, the president and CEO of UWM, gave brokers and owners a deadline of March 15th to sign an addendum saying they're not working with those two lenders anymore. Brendan, we've heard some noise from the industry coming from several groups, but what do you think this move means personally for the marketplace overall?
That word noise is a great word for it. Thursday was definitely, I think, is going to go down in the book so far, fingers crossed, there's so much time left in the year. It's probably one of the busiest days here at Housing Wire on record between this massive news that just came out in the wholesale industry, matched with the fact that that was also our Spring Summit day. And so there was no shortage of news. So once you're done wrapping all your on-demand coverage, I would say feel free to just kind of dive into this UWM news. I think what I find most unique about this is I've been covering UWM for a really long time now, since I started at Housing Wire. And to go back through to tell the whole narrative of the story and go back to a lot of the original coverage that came out years ago, back in 2017, back when BRAWL came out. And for those who don't know what that acronym stands for, BRAWL is for brokers. It's basically wholesale lending at the end, which is the W and the L. But basically, this is not really a new sentiment from United Wholesale Mortgage and AIM, which is backing this and has put out statements between the behind it. I would highly recommend reading a lot of the statements that are coming out. You have statements from NAM, you have statements from Rocket Mortgage, you have statements from UWM, and a lot of follow-up coverage that's coming out around this. But what's unique is we even have a piece going into the magazine about UWM since they just filed their IPO. And even in that sentiment, they've talked about Quicken Loans and how they have these theories. In their words, they'll say, according to the announcement, the decision comes in response to Rocket and Fairway participating in actions, including soliciting loan officers away from brokers and working directly with real estate agents to cut brokers out of the entire process. So that's a bold statement. If you go to coverage coming out within the hour, James Kleiman, the managing editor of the newsroom, has follow-up coverage from Rocket Pro TPO. He was able to get this exclusive. And for the first time, Rocket Mortgage has revealed the amount of business that it does in the broker space. So right now, when you're looking at the UWM coverage, they're saying we're no longer going to work with brokers who do any business with Fairway and Rocket. And so if you look at the, right after they had the announcement, they came on the Spring Summit, they had a session. Our CEO, founder of HW Media, Clayton Collins, interviewed Matt Ishbia about the announcement. And in that announcement, I won't give exact numbers around it to quote it wrong, but they say what share of this business they think it's impacting. They said they ran the numbers. This is the amount of business have overlap, they have, this is what we're cutting out of our portfolio. Well, now you can go read this coverage from James and put actual numbers behind what is their originate, like what is the volume? What is their origination volume compared to UWM, who has numbers out there as well. And really just see where Rocket Pro TPO is rising in the ranks. We all, I think, watched the Super Bowl. There wasn't as much to watch at that time. And you saw during that time, Rocket Pro TPO put a lot of money behind trying to get a Super Bowl commercial for the first time, really showing what the broker is to a national audience. So they're really in this game. They've made a lot of movement recently. That's not the only coverage we've had around Rocket Pro TPO leading up to this massive announcement from UWM. So looking at all of the things that have come out since then to this news, I would highly encourage you to go read the Rocket Pro TPO article that's coming out within the hour. A lot of things I don't want to quote per se, because there's a lot of back and forth going on here. So if there's anything I could recommend, you have the headlines of UWM to block brokers working with Fairway and Quicken. You have Matt Ishbia outlines UWM purchase strategy. So he goes into depth. This is an announcement we made, and let me dive deeper into our plans for moving ahead in the industry. And then right after that, Rocket Pro TPOs, you have Austin Nemec, who kind of is the Rocket Pro TPO vice president, also giving an interview on what their thoughts are and the responses that they've gotten from people in the industry who are getting this news. So you have all the major players kind of chiming in, saying what they're thinking, along with, I know, a lot more industry stakeholders who have their thoughts and opinions. So if you've been on the social webs, you've probably been seeing it, but make sure to read this coverage, especially the new one that's coming out.
See, that's why I love Housing Wire. Not only do we have the research that we've gathered, but we also have the insider discussion from all angles. And I think that's awesome. That's a story that James is writing up that I'm definitely going to be reading this morning. It's a very interesting development, in short. So as we talk about some of the stories that James has planned, we just got out of our huddle this morning. And as we wrap, I want to discuss some of the news topics that we're probably going to be focusing on this week. As you know, we just got out of the roundup. So what topics caught your eye?
Well, definitely follow up to UWM is one thing that we're watching closely. But outside of that, I did want to hint at Matthew Blake, who's a real estate kind of senior reporter over here at Housing Wire, is doing a lot of in-depth coverage into a lot of the top franchises, the top real estate brokerages, and the other people that are trying to get their foot into the door. So I think I touched on last week the story that he had on Rocket Homes and their fight in the market. And so he's also doing further deep dives into other top people in the market. So right now, you know, Zillow is a big player out there that we've had coverage on in the past. Also, Sina just mentioned, we've been following closely. So I would just stay tuned. I'd go follow him. He has great coverage and in-depth pieces on these real estate franchises and just the top players in the space who are maybe trying to get into almost mortgage finance and real estate. I wouldn't put it into one specific column because, you know, they fall into both, especially with how many people search their website. So I'd say that's one thing to watch. Another thing that I wanted to highlight, which kind of ties back to the summit, is one of the top articles that went viral last week. And it was the article of Chopra warns about post-COVID housing market fallout. That article was very, very closely read by a lot of people in the industry, and I'm sure outside of the industry, because it even touches on student loans, which you could put into the mortgage finance box because that is such a common listed barrier to housing. But I would highlight that because in one of our spring summit sessions at the very end, Dave Stevens and Chris Coley, who are great experts when it comes to the market, also kind of watched that Senate Banking Committee hearing and had feedback on those two themes. And so they go more in depth during their conversation during the summit about student loans, which is a topic of conversation, along with forbearance and servicing. And so during the article from Rohit Chopra, he really digs into his thoughts on that. And then you can also go to Chris Coley's and Dave Stevens' feedback on like, okay, what is our interpretation of what this means? And then I highlight it for this question because I don't think this conversation is ending anytime soon. We're closely watching the CFPB. I would consider it the CFPB watch. And those are the two topics that are continuously being brought up in coverage, servicing and then student loan debt.
Yes, those are very important topics, especially with recent announcements from Biden's housing agenda and what he plans to do. So I know everybody's watching those topics closely. Before we wrap, I just want to touch back on Matt's new stories. He also just launched a newsletter, or not launched the newsletter. It was his first time taking over the newsletter, Open House. So if you guys want to hear more of those stories as well, make sure you check our newsletter out over there too.
I completely agree.
So, pardon me?
I said, I completely agree. Go sign up. They have great, I'd almost consider those articles in themselves.
Yes, yes, they're really great. So listeners, I want to thank you for joining and tuning into another live recording of Monday Morning Cup of Coffee. I hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you here next Monday. And as I always say, make sure to check out Housing Wire Daily, which we have daily wraps on these amazing stories that we bring up each and every Monday. So thank you for joining us.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Now more than ever, the housing industry is looking to its leaders for answers. That's why each week, the Housing News Podcast invites a new mortgage, fintech, or real estate executive to the show to provide its listeners with more perspective on the announcements and news stories crossing Housing Wire's news desk. Hosted by Sarah Wheeler and produced by Alcina Lloyd, the Housing News Podcast is now available on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and more.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and we'll catch everyone back here again tomorrow.